Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, you know, we were talking a minute ago. My wife's birthday is in April. So she gets two gift giving occasions back to back. So she gets birthday and then Mother's Day is the next month.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
love that.
Well,
no. Which one should get the better gift? Mother's Day or birthday?
I think birthday.
Birthday? Because I'm so. If whichever one I'm going to get her the better gift, I'm going Cozy Earth on her.
Sure,
I'm about to go Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth now, up on the head.
Is it a like, kind of a narcissistic thing if I use my own promo code on the website? It's like, oh, my code's TJ, 41% off. I just gave myself 41% off for being a fan of me.
No. I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
If you're and also, my birthday's in April, and I would like something from Cozy Earth. And since you're getting a deal, you could get two things.
Yeah.
And spin that wheel, maybe get $50 off the whole thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe she'll get a box of her favorite microwave popcorn. That says celebration, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She loves it. That's what counts.
Yeah. Okay, so Lindsay was just telling us about this situation where she was supposed to go to what they call it, Mommy Sundance, mm-hmm. this weekend with her 3-year-old, and it got canceled.
Yeah, so daddy daughter was last weekend, and mommy son was Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. So I bought a cute little outfit. It was bow ties and boots was the theme. I got Brooks a cute little outfit. He didn't really know he was going, honestly. And would we dance? No. He would run around. It was more for me, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, shocker. Right. Yeah. So, and like TJ said, when we were talking, how this came about was the women. They get upset that there's no mommy son. So this was the first annual mommy son dance that is now canceled because of low attendance.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. But I will say my whole neighborhood caused a big fuss last year to get this dance. People were signing petitions. It was like a whole thing. And now you're going to cancel it because of low attendance? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, if you had to rally people to sign a petition to get it to happen to begin with, that would tell me that there's not a lot of interest in it.
Yeah.
You know?
It
just comes down to, you know, the father, daddy, daughter dance, father, daughter dances were created for a special reason. And it's, you know, something sweet. And the dad should be teaching a daughter what a date should be doing, treat them like a princess, like their suitors should treat them later on in life, the whole thing. But then the mamas look at that and say, wait a minute, they're having fun that we're not getting to have. We're stuck here with these other kids all the whole night, Saturday night.
Yep.
While they're living it up, having fun, we need a mommy son dance. Yeah. You can't leave us out of this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know,
that's exactly what happened. You're taking a 3-year-old to a dance. Give me a break. Lindsay wants to get out. I get that. But
also, I just thought, selfishly, pictures were going to be so cute.
Yeah.
You exactly. know, he doesn't right. care about this.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We'll finish this in the next break. Hold on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, it hasn't taken the ladies long to reach out in anger of what I just said a few minutes ago. All right, I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all do that with a lot of things. If men are enjoying something or they're having fun with something and you think you're not a part of it, they're keeping you out, you do always want to infiltrate, invade those things that are set aside for the husbands or the dads to do. You can't stand it. You just can't stand it. Because husbands are not supposed to have fun without you being there having fun with them. If they are, it has to be something that you would never find enjoyable for them to be able to go without you trying to invade it.
Yeah.
Like, like hunting, like duck hunting out in, I know some ladies like that, I get it, but your majority of women are not throwing fits because they want to go duck hunting with their husbands, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and getting out in the cold water and the whole thing. But dressing up and going to a dance, that, mingling with your friends and you know, all that stuff.
Punch. Mm-hmm.
It's more of a social thing for sure.
I mean, that's why women are at the Citadel. They're like, all these men are having fun at this military academy. It looks like fun to me. Let's go get in it.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I'm kidding. But you said we don't know the best part of the whole thing.
Okay.
It got canceled because they petitioned it to get it done, and then it got canceled because of low attendance.
I have a two-parter on this, two good parts. Last year, all of my neighbors said the reason they wanted one was that their sons were upset.
Get out of here. No way. Yes. There is no way.
So even then, I laughed and laughed about that because I know you a damn lie. Your sons are not upset about that. You're upset, which I'll take that heat because I was a little left out. I am that girl. That was like, I hope they have a mommy son dance because I would love to do that. I would love to do that, not my son.
Exactly. Because the first thing you said was with the cute outfit you ordered for it.
Yeah. He's devastated.
Yeah. But second part to this.
Are you going to leave our sons out? They're crying over here.
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what they said. Like a 7-year-old's crying over there. He don't even want to go.
No.
But I get a text yesterday from my neighbors saying, this is canceled. Oh my gosh. We're still going to go out with our sons.
Well, where are they going?
Oh my God.
I don't know yet. I haven't heard.
Are you going with them?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you know she is.
You know what the next move's going to be?
Huh.
We're going to take our sons out anyway. And then the next thing later on is going to be, you know what?
Yeah.
It'd be easier if we left our sons at home with the dads, and we'll just all go out.
Yep, 100%.
Absolutely.
That's what's going to happen. 100%. It's going to end up being a girls' night out, so they can wear whatever they ordered to wear for the mommy son dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to be the one left out because Kyle and Delilah have plans now, so I'm going to be taking him anyway. So I might not get to go, but. Am I dressing him in that cute outfit? I sure am in that bow tie.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps.
And more. And more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Dolly Parton, 79 years old. She's doing a lot better than you'd think after losing her husband of 60 years. She said, I'm doing better than I thought I would. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
She also shared a story about her husband when she'd be out on tour. She said he would go buy a single ticket to Dollywood and go there, stand in line with everybody mm-hmm. else, buy the ticket, and just kind of go incognito and just hang out with people. And she said it reminded him of her while she was gone, that he would go to Dollywood and like think about her.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet, isn't it?
It's weird.
I mean, he wouldn't have to go incognito because, I mean, nobody would know who he is because he's maintained such a private profile all these years.
That's true.
She hid him away, you know, like the crazy uncle in the attic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like Mickey Mouse walking through there. But she said mm-hmm. he would come out and give her tips. He's like, well, you need to put a bathroom over here. They need to fix this thing about the pretzel stand, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
give her little tips.
That makes sense. Yeah. But mm-hmm. saying that's, you know, when I miss her, I go to her theme park.
I go to her theme park.
Yeah, because if you've ever been to Dollywood, it's, you could just look at a picture of her sitting at home. You don't need to look at roller coaster rides to think of her.
Yeah. How about 60 years worth of video of her? Go rent some of her movies.
Yeah.
Go rent them. How old am I?
Rent a movie.
How old am I? Good Lord.
Yeah. Go to Blockbuster.
Down there at your favorite Korean-owned video store.
It's true. So she's glad to hear she's doing good. Shaq trending today. He's partnered up with 7-Eleven to create a new Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee. So it is a monster huge Slurpee, and it's flavored like sour pineapple. It's available through April 29th. The Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee, available at 7-Elevens.
Now, you know I would have to spirit that all up. I'm putting some coconut rum in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds sweet, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
So fun to see that. And then Gwyneth Paltrow in the news today. She's starring in a new movie with Timothée Chalamet. Mm-hmm. It's called Marty Supreme. And she said, I found out something that I'd never experienced before. They have an intimacy coordinator on the set because apparently there's a lot of scenes mm-hmm. in the movie, you know, adult scenes.
Right.
And the intimacy coordinator came over to her and said, hey, would you be comfortable doing this? And she said, girl, I'm from an era where the girl just gets naked and gets in the bed and does what the director asks her. Something along those lines. So she sounds mm-hmm. super comfortable. Doesn't need the intimacy coordinator that you hear about so often now in Hollywood.
Yeah, she sounds like a darned old...
what? What?
No, I'm
wait
kidding.
A minute.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, she was, I know she had a bad run-in with Harvey Weinstein,
mm-hmm.
and Brad Pitt confronted him about it, shoved him against a wall. That's what I always heard.
Mm-hmm.
Stood up for her.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. So Gwyneth Paltrow starring in Marty Supreme out later this year. And then today is National Proposal Day. So it is the most popular day today to propose to someone.
Now, you know how Hallmark invented Valentine's Day, they say? The greeting card, or is it Mother's Day? One of those.
I think Valentine's Day.
So you would buy cards for it and all that. Not the religious aspect of it, but took the religious aspect to turn it into Lover's Day. Is this one of those things where the jewelry industry created National Proposal Day?
I'm always suspicious, you know. Like, I'm always suspicious. I wouldn't be surprised, but maybe they are. Who knows? Mm. But you know what? Back in my day, blank. That's what we're going to do next.
More TJ and Regan's coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ said he's going to get his fishing license today. It is the first day of spring. Happy spring. I heard a crazy story the other day from a guy that works in a fishing supply store. I don't know. What do you call it? Outdoor store?
Yeah.
He said a guy brought in a fishing rod and it had a $250 lure on it. Does that sound right?
It could. Yeah. It's extreme, but yeah.
It sounded extreme to me too. And apparently the guy's girlfriend had tied a knot in his line when he said he was going to go out fishing, and like her way of just, I guess, getting after him was to tie a knot in it.
A girlfriend, not even a wife.
I think it was a girlfriend. And he said, and he's got this $250 lure. I don't know if that ruins the lure, having the line tied, but that's why he brought it in there and said, like, my girlfriend tied a line and it helped me out or something like that. So I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. The whole thing is crazy. Unless he's fishing for a job. You know, if that's his job, he doesn't need a lure that's 250.
When you were fishing as a kid, would you just go dig up worms?
Or, you know, we did live place, you know, it wasn't that backwoods where we couldn't just go buy the worms from somewhere. We'd buy the worms, but
that wasn't said in any way to be judgmental. I don't have any experience fishing. I don't know how that works.
But yeah, if I wanted night crawlers, I could find those pretty easily. Those are the big fat juicy worms that we use for catfish. And you lift up old pieces of tin or logs or whatever, you'd see them running everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, were you like a dig up worms in the backyard kind of girl?
Heck no.
You're always kind of a girly girl.
If I see a worm, I scream and I'm the other way. Yeah, no.
Ew. Well, finish this sentence. Back in my day, you know, I would imagine $250 lures were not super popular where you grew up, TJ, but that's just the world we live in now. People have that kind of income to do, to spend on a lure. Yeah. But I remember, you know, when I went to the mall back in my day, there were three stops I had to make. Lids, Spencer's Gifts, and FYE. It was like, that was like the holy trinity of mall stops for me. That was really all I cared about going into. What were the places you used to go in the mall? Does anything stand out? Like, we're going to hit these couple places.
Oh yeah.
Where were you going?
I was going to Chess King. That was the main one. Chess King. That's where you get Bugle Boy pants, cargo pants.
Okay.
I was going to, probably going to go into whatever sports store it was, like Athlete's Foot, I think was a thing back then too, and the food court. I'm going Sbarro.
You're going into the food
court. Yeah, because that was new back then. It's like, oh my God, it's giant, and you could just get one slice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you didn't have a lot of pizza options probably where you grew up. So that, and Sbarro's good. I don't care what anybody says. If you're in the mall, Sbarro's fine.
And the closest mall was an hour away.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it was a big deal.
Yeah. And back in my day, you could smoke in the mall.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got rid of that.
That is crazy.
Hello, the good old days.
I don't want to go to that mall.
Smoking in malls and hospitals.
The hospital freaks me out.
Yeah. They had smoking areas in the hospital. Yeah. Well, sometimes you could smoke in the room if nobody was on oxygen. You could actually smoke in the room.
Yeah.
If nobody was on oxygen. It's just like the whole saying of that just makes me cringe.
Smokers need doctors too, you know? Yeah.
And their families.
And they're
they're sitting up there with the sick. They need to smoke.
Absolutely. So something's better, something's worse. You just have to decide which is which.
Yeah, I get it.
You know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, let's get right on this so we'll have time to cover the whole thing. This is important information. As a matter of fact, this is the first time in the whole show today that I've gone to my notes from the show preparation.
Okay.
All the rest of it's just been happening as we go, all this amazing content. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services has released a list of five invasive animals that Americans can hunt, catch, and cook. Okay?
Love it.
So I'm going to tell you these animals, and then y'all tell me whether or not you would eat them.
Okay.
And let's say they are prepared by, you know, somebody who really knows what they're doing in the kitchen. All right. So wild hogs and boar.
Sure.
Okay. Would you, Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually good. More, you know, less of the wild boar because it's, their meat's not as good. You know, it's a whole, you know, marking and castrating and kind of thing that you're supposed to do when you catch the hogs, do that, turn them back into the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. Invasive carp. Those are the fish that you would see that swim right up to the bank or right up to the dock if you're out on the, like at a restaurant that has a dock on the water.
And they're huge,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I would try it, but I don't think I would like carp. It looks like it would be bony. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Now we're getting to the good stuff, the top three. Ready? Green iguana.
Would I want to eat an iguana? No, I don't want to eat an iguana.
You would refuse to even try an iguana?
I think so.
I'm not eating it.
You're not?
No.
I would tear up an iguana.
An iguana?
What? Yeah.
They're kind of cute. No.
Mm-hmm. It says that they're, I thought it says something about their meat. I don't eat any kind of meat, but because they don't eat any kind of meat. But they say that it's, there's more meat on their legs than anything else. So I equate it to a frog's leg, which I would eat, which I grew up eating. So, the northern snakehead fish, those are the ones that get really huge and they've got the sharp teeth and they can live on land for a few days.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Again, I would try it. Probably would like it. Number one, invasive species, Nutria.
Oh, no.
Big Nutra rats.
Yeah.
Welcome to Louisiana, folks.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Half of the members of this show has a tattoo. Riggins and Lindsay both have tattoos. Rob and I have beautiful, unmarked bodies.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Luscious.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Pure.
Right. Because the Jesus didn't want people to have tattoos.
Whoa. Why are you going to bring Jesus into this?
The Jesus didn't want it. Don't mark that's yourself. A, don't mark a, yourself.
That's probably true.
But anyway. Lindsay, when you got your little tattoo on your wrist, if you could have been put to sleep like a surgery to have it done, would you have done that?
No.
No, it didn't hurt that badly.
It didn't hurt at all.
Okay. Riggins, the one on your shoulder blade, that's the only one you have. Would you have gone under anesthesia for that?
No.
No. Well, it's a thing now. Huh. Where you can, they can put you to sleep and then do the tattoo. And they say it's usually for large tattoos like your back, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. But
do you want a tattoo parlor / surgery center? I mean, is that like having a gas station with KFC in it? I don't,
no.
I think that's a little more serious.
Yeah.
Like the anesthesiologist, I think if I'm having surgery, the anesthesiologist that's going to put me in a state that's as close to dead as you can possibly be and still be alive. I don't want them having tattoos all over them.
I don't either. Yeah. The better comparison is a gas station with a Capital Grill in it, not a KFC.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Right.
I totally agree with you. It's. And that's hypocritical because I have a tattoo. Right. But yeah,
I'm not against tattoos. I think they're fine. And I really like, you know, face and neck tattoos.
Do you?
Yeah, because I mean that tells you what to expect from a person. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not trying to cover up, you know, their real personality or anything.
Yeah.
That's true. If you see they've got a face tattoo or a big neck tattoo, and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is not probably going to be the person. That's helping me pick out a nice wine at dinner.
Right.
It's not a sommelier or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But If I need something else, I need somebody to go fight.
Yeah.
Then that's who I'm going with.
Get the girl from Concord with the wrist tattoo.
The cheerleader with the wrist tattoo.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Big day for college basketball. March Madness in full swing. So a lot of guys using the boss button while they watch games on their computers at the office. And then they hit the little boss button. It switches over to a spreadsheet. That's popular again this year. And a lot of people's brackets already busted, I guess.
Really?
I think so.
And the thing about, I will say about the college, March Madness brackets and stuff, they're not all nerds who fill out these brackets and things like that. A lot of them did play sports and get involved in the brackets and all that. It's not like fantasy football.
It's not.
Where, you know, it's always just nerds and people that never actually played the game. And, you know, like the statisticians in school that would be on the sidelines to be close to the athletes, but, you know, filling out the little stat forms and all that kind of thing.
fantasy football guys are getting some shrapnel here.
Right. They're like the ESPN anchors. You know,
yeah, they got to know the numbers. Nerdy, yeah.
The ones who have to jack their chairs up way high, so they're on the same level with the players that are on the panel.
You ever notice how
high they jack their chairs up?
Yeah, their legs are bumping like the console. I never thought about that.
It's funny.
Yeah. So that's what fantasy football people are.
That's not
bracket people.
These are regular people. Yeah. Some of them. Yeah. So today is a lot of basketball happening today. DiGiorno has a new collaboration with Hidden Valley Ranch. And sometimes I see these new products and I go, is that even food? They've got a new pizza called the DiGiorno Spicy Rancheroni Thin Crust Pizza. It'll cost you $6.99. They also have a DiGiorno Hidden Valley Ranch Chicken Bacon Ranch Pizza. That's thick crust using the ranch all over the pizza, ranch seasoning.
Like, why don't you just run a special on your normal pizza for $6.99?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't put it on disgusting pizza.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at those things the other day. I was walking by them in the store. And those, it's like you can have a pizza delivered for about what you get a frozen pizza for now.
That's true.
Yeah.
True. Frozen pizza is super expensive.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So a Rancheroni pizza on the menu. And then today's National Spray Tanning Day. National Spray Tanning Day. Now, we're all fans. Lindsay, obviously, is the one who turned us on to the spray tan. Isn't that fair? Is that accurate?
I would say, I don't know. Did it?
Yeah. I mean, you've been getting spray tanned since you were what? Three?
Yeah, right out the womb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Little bronze baby.
So much so that she bought her own spray tan machine so she could save money by spraying herself.
That's right.
They're like, this baby is jaundiced. No, ma'am. That's just a spray tan.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ told us earlier this week that he's going to start on an intentional culinary journey by... He didn't use those words. Mm. Those are my words. He wants to start making more upscale Mexican dishes. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Higher-end Mexican food.
Higher-end Mexican food.
More
gourmet Mexican dishes. The problem was he didn't know what a lot of the ingredients were.
And when I watch these demonstrations on social media, it's just like everything else with Hispanic people. When they're speaking English, it's all clear and everything. But when they come to a Spanish word, they go so hard into saying it exactly the way Spanish, if you're going to say it, if you're speaking Spanish, that I don't hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying too hard.
Well, no, it's just, that's the way they say these certain words and I lose it because those are Spanish words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when Tech D Rob says Buenos Aires and he says it all like very authentically because he's Hispanic. And, you know, we go, what did you just say? And he's like, oh, that's how you say it.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. You know, who are you talking to? I don't know.
Yeah.
Para los hispano hablantes.
Exactly. Touche.
Mm-hmm.
So official.
That's what I'm talking about, Rob. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly. But I was thinking about TJ yesterday when I saw this article pop up from, It's from a woman named Yvette Marquez Sharpnack. She's a Mexican food blogger and cookbook author. And she said, this is the one red flag you need to look out for when getting chips and salsa in the restaurant. And I thought, the one red flag. Do you know what it is, TJ? Is this common knowledge?
I don't know.
She says the one red flag you should watch out for is if you go to a restaurant, they get the chips and salsa, and the salsa is cold.
Yeah.
She said that's just an ideal temperature to eat salsa. And the fact that it's cold means it was made earlier. It's not fresh. It's been refrigerated. And that's probably a sign that the food is not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind cold salsa.
No, everybody, put salsa in the fridge. When you open the jar, if there's any left, you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And doesn't it say on there, refrigerate after opening?
I'm pretty sure.
But if you're running a restaurant and you got that much salsa going through, I can see where in the restaurant you would think, okay, well, this has been made for a while, you would think they're having to churn it out nonstop.
Yeah. She says the salsa should be served at room temperature, especially if it's just been made. That's when the flavor shines the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it should taste fresh and vibrant like it was just made.
That's the way I am about ketchup. I don't want ketchup in the refrigerator. I don't like cold ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-mm.
But they do recommend refrigeration on that too, don't they?
Maybe. I don't know. But in restaurants, it's sitting on the table.
Yeah.
True.
Well, you're nice restaurants.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.